me 1 second. This is Adam.
Hi, Adam. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, well, the thing is that right now we're possibly going out of, I guess you could say going out of business. So we're going to be suspending services. So if the card didn't go through, probably because there's no money in the account. So we'll probably need to just kind of stop doing service with you guys. So I don't know what the process is with that.
So it's saying that the account that we have is closed, but I do need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 28th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is, yeah, you're catching it in time because come May 28th, that would reoccur to $498, and that would continue to do so until this settles. But you said you may be going out of business. It's not official yet?
Well, no, it is. I sent in all the paperwork to start the bankruptcy. So it's pretty
official. Got it. Okay, because one thing you can do on this end, if your intention is just to settle the past due and cancel, is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads each month. So I don't see that you would need that fresh batch of ads if you're going to cancel anyway. So if we took those off, it lowers that past due amount to just $149. Some people keep the count going for that because, you know, with that, you're still on the first page of Google and the website stays up and running and all. So you'd have that option too if you wanted to keep it going for that. But,
I got my own website. I don't got a website with you guys. I appreciate that. Yeah. I know you said you can't close it, but just pause everything so it doesn't continue to charge. And then if you can just email me out the statement for the $149. And, like I said, if I get some extra cash, I'll be able to pay that off. But yeah, like right now we're in the process of starting the bankruptcy proceedings.
I see. Okay. So there's no way to pause the billing with a past due balance, but you do have some time because the next payment's not going to hit till May 28th anyway. So I'll send you an email with this invoice. And if you wanted to, you could, you know, go on the dashboard and settle it. And then once I see it settled, I can cancel the account on this end. Or, of course, if it's easier, you could call me. I'll send you another notification that talks about the payment failing. But the extension on their 777 will ring directly to my desk, okay?
Yeah, if you can just email me all that, because right now I'm at the another job, so I'm at work.
Yep, I understand. Okay, yeah, and if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up maybe next week, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I'm welcome.